Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Two major stories that we've got to cover. One is about a shady accounting practice that involves Joe Biden, who's visiting him, and the Secret Service helping cover up the people that are visiting him in Delaware. The other story is new unearthed video showing Hunter Biden doing crazy sexual things with a Russian prostitute and then telling the prostitute that Russian drug dealers stole another one of his laptops. And talking about those laptops, these are apparently not the same laptops that we've actually seen. These would be other ones that apparently the Russians now have and could easily be blackmailing the president of the United States of America over what is on the laptops that were taken from him, from the Russian drug dealers that he's confiding in the Russian prostitute about. I'll have more on that in a moment. But let's go back to the Secret Service for a moment. The Secret Service is now coming out claiming that they have, quote, no records of who visited Biden while in Delaware. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, when you go to see the president or the vice president or anybody that has Secret Service protection, there's a pretty simple protocol. You have to do a background check. You have to send in your name, driver's license, or social security number, and they do a background to make sure that you're not like a convicted felon, someone wanted, or someone that's a threat to the president or the vice president or anybody else under Secret Service protection. If you're going to go meet with the President of the United States of America, whether it is in Crawford, Texas, like when I worked with the Bush administration, or whether you're going to Delaware, right, which is what is what had happened so many times with Joe Biden, you still have to get the same basic clearance, just like if you were going into the White House to see the president. There is no difference. You don't just get to randomly show up at the gate and they just bring you on in. It doesn't work that way because they are under Secret Service protection, which brings us to this really ridiculous story. The U.S. Secret Service wants you and I to believe that they have no records of visitors to President Biden's two Delaware residents and therefore cannot divulge the information in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. Now, this traditionally goes through email. All right, I've done this quite a few times when I've gone to the White House or had people visit me at the White House. Really, the list goes on and on. It's pretty clear, okay, that there would be some sort of records the Secret Service would have from at least one email sending in the information to get the background check clearance to go see the President of the United States of America. And for them to come back with literally zero records tells you that there are people that are visiting the President of the United States of America in Delaware that they or the White House doesn't want you to see. Otherwise, you would have released something. Even if you didn't have all the records, you wouldn't say you have no records of visitors to President Biden's two residents. There has to be an email to somebody to do the clearance. Now, Biden was at his residence in Wilmington and at his beach house on about one quarter of all days during his first year in office, 25% of the time. But we don't know anything about who stopped by for official meetings while he's the president, 25% of the time. We have no idea who came by for lobbying efforts. We have no idea who was there meeting with him or his family members or his family and their associates, because the Secret Service is claiming they have, quote, no records of visitors to the President Biden's two residents in Delaware. Now, the New York Post had actually sought more than 1 year of visitor log records, including for Biden's first year in office. Why? Because it's pretty easy to connect dots if you know who's visiting with the president in Delaware and how they may be trying to protect Hunter Biden, the Biden crime family, his brother, China, Ukraine, Russia. Secret Service got the Freedom of Information Act request. And now the Secret Service Freedom of Information Act officer, Kevin Tyrell, wrote in a response Monday that the Secret Service FOIA office researched, okay, all program offices that were likely to contain potentially responsive records and, quote, no records were located. If you don't think this deep state is doing everything they can to protect Joe Biden, you're an idiot. This is a perfect example of that. There is no way that there are, quote, no records. You might be able to argue and say there's only some records or we only had 5% of the records, but to say there's no records, that's just a flat out lie. Now, first son Hunter Biden is under criminal investigation for possible tax fraud and unregistered foreign lobbying after routinely seeking business in countries where his father held sway as the vice president. The younger Biden worked on some overseas projects with his uncle Jim Biden. We know that. And now we know they're both under investigation. So there's a good chance they might be meeting at the family compounds when the president's there 25% of the last year. They may be meeting with lawyers or business associates to try to figure out their strategy. And now the Secret Service wants me to believe they have zero records of anybody coming to meet with the President of the United States of America. Come on. Now, documents and photos from a laptop that formerly belonged to Hunter Biden indicate that he introduced his dad, which contradicted his dad and what he's told the American people over and over again to associates, not just from China, but also from Mexico, also from Russia, and also from Ukraine, including at the vice presidential residence in Washington, D.C. And we know that Joe Biden has lied to the American people because he said he had never discussed his son's foreign business dealings. Think about that. Biden was at one of his Delaware homes for 99 days during his first year in office, including for official business. How do we know this? On October the 24th, there was a breakfast. And at that breakfast, Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer lobbied Senator Joe Manchin, a centrist, a Democrat from West Virginia, to support Biden's Build Back Better Act social spending plan. We know that. How do we know it? Because there are news reports that talked about this. In fact, Politico even ran this article. Biden hosts Joe Manchin in Delaware at a critical juncture. The president is seeking to clinch a deal on his spending package. President Joe Biden, again, coming from Politico, 10/24 of last year, hosted Senator Joe Manchin in Delaware on Sunday as the two sought to finalize an agreement on Biden's domestic agenda, according to multiple people familiar with the meeting. The president huddled with the West Virginia moderate in Delaware, where Biden is spending the weekend. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also attended. The meeting comes as an absolutely critical time for Biden, who is seeking to clinch a deal with Manchin and Senator Sinema on his social spending plan next week. So we know that there was official business that was taking place at his residence. There's reporting on it. And now they say we have not a single record to give you of who's come in and out of the residence when he's been there for 99 days during his first year. 99 days alone during this first year in office. Now, the president sometimes speaks about his house guests' influences, views on policy. We know this as well. For example, in January, Biden said that a family friend gave him an education about rising prices amid four-decade-high inflation. He said, quote, "I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday, and here's a sunroom off the kitchen, and my wife was there with her sister and a good friend named Mary Ann," Biden recounted. "And she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sports books today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, transparency groups have fought for these presidential visitor logs with mixed success, incurring notable defeats with federal appeals courts based in Washington, D.C., and in New York. The group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in D.C., successfully sued to obtain limited records pertaining to a Japanese delegation visit to former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, but the records weren't detailed. While we won access to those records, we never got much, as the Secret Service came out and said they were not vetting the president's meetings, the Trump Organization was. That's what they said at the time. Now, here's what we do know right now. This White House and the Secret Service are clearly working together to keep quiet everybody that's meeting with the president in Delaware. Tom Fitton, president of the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch, which also has sued for presidential visitor logs, is accusing the Secret Service of playing a shell game, potentially claiming that the Delaware logs belong to the White House rather than the protective agency. Quote, obviously, the Secret Service knows and tracks who is visiting President Biden at his homes in Delaware, as they are playing a shell game with the public to keep that information secret. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said last year, and again in January, that Biden would not voluntarily publish visitor logs from Delaware. Why? Because there is something or a lot of meetings that they don't want you to know about. Jen Psaki said at that press briefing in January, quote, well, the president goes to Delaware because it is his home. It's also where his son and his former wife are buried. And it's a place that is obviously close to his heart. So they're now using the death of Beau and the death of his former wife as the reasons why you can't know who's meeting with the president of the United States of America at their residency when he's there 25% of the time. Quote, a lot of presidents go visit their homes when they are president. We also have gone a step further than the prior administration and many administrations in revealing visitor logs of people who visit the White House and won't continue to do that, she said at the time. Quote, presidents can pick and choose what they reveal through visitor logs thanks to a federal appeals court ruling written by now Attorney General Merrick Garland back in 2013. Garland wrote for a 3-judge D.C. circuit panel that the president's constitutional right to confidential communication means that the Freedom of Information Act doesn't apply to visitors' logs kept by the Secret Service, even though they seem to meet the definition of an agency record. Judicial Watch has also sued the Obama administration for complete White House logs, arguing that they were reviewable under FOIA and that any national security or private concerns could be addressed with specific FOIA redactions. In 2009, the Obama administration began releasing some visitor logs as a matter of policy to resolve lawsuits from crew, but withheld others, leading to accusations of phony transparency. And the Trump White House used Garland's ruling to scrap the disclosure of logs as well. Then White House communications director said the decision was made in part due to the grave national security risks and privacy concerns of hundreds of thousands of visitors annually. The Biden White House initially applauded itself last year for, quote, resuming the partial release of the visitor log, saying in May, these logs give the public a look into the visitors entering and exiting the White House campus for appointments, tours, and official business, making good on President Biden's commitment to restoring integrity, transparency, and trust in government, just not while he's at his house. So if you need to have a meeting, and let's just go into this, because we know the links between Joe Biden and his son's business ventures. We know that without Joe Biden's involvement in his son's business dealings, that Hunter Biden's businesses don't exist. And if right now you know that your son's about to be indicted, and you know that your brother's in serious trouble, and you know that this could all tie back to you, and if you know the Secret Service will protect you, where do you think you're going to have those meetings? You're going to have those meetings, my friends, in Delaware, because that's where you can keep them off the books, apparently. Right? I mean, that's it. We know that the president's lied to us about his business dealings. We know it. We know that Vice President Biden met with his son's business partner, Devin Archer, around the time Hunter Biden joined the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. We know that Joe Biden lied to us. We know that Hunter Biden earned about $1 million per year from that deal. And we know that the White House and this press secretary and Joe Biden have lied to us about that. We know that Ukraine should have been investigated and the Biden should have been investigated because the elder Biden may have had his own hand in the deal. So maybe that's why the Secret Service is helping out Joe Biden right now. We also know that Joe Biden lied because of documents and photos obtained by the New York Post indicated that Joe Biden attended a 2015 D.C. dinner with a group of his son's associates, including the Russian billionaire and her husband, the ex-mayor of Moscow. We know a Senate report released in 2020 said a firm link to Hunter Biden received $3.5 million from another company back in 2014. We also have photos depicting Joe Biden posing with Hunter Biden and a major investment group at a dinner. One day after the gathering, Burisma executive emailed the then second son to thank him for the opportunity to meet his father, confirming the authenticity of the meeting, the picture, and the email, proving it all. And before running for president, Joe Biden allegedly was involved with his son's dealings with that Chinese energy company known as CEFE, which the Washington Post reported this month paid Hunter Biden and his uncle, Jim Biden, $4.8 million in 2017 and 2018. We know that former Hunter Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski says that he spoke with Joe Biden in May of 2017. Again, another lie from this White House about pursuing business in China. We know a May 13, 2017 email recovered from the laptop of Hunter Biden indicated that the, quote, big guy would get a 10% equity stake in a corporate entity established with CEFE. Bobulinski alleges that the president was, in fact, the big guy, and everybody knew it. We also know in China, Hunter Biden co-founded an investment firm called BHR Partners less than 2 weeks after flying with his father to Beijing aboard Air Force Two. We know that Hunter Biden introduced Joe Biden to the BHR CEO, Jonathan Lee, in the lobby of a hotel in China's capital. Again, Joe Biden lied to us. The fund was controlled in part by the state-owned entities and facilitated the 2016 sale of $3.8 billion from a U.S. company to the firm China, a Chinese firm. This for cobalt, which is a key component in electric car batteries. We know that Hunter Biden's attorney, Chris Clark, said less than a week after President Biden's November summit with the Chinese President Xi that the first son divested a 10% stake in BHR Partners. Hunter Biden, the White House, provided no further details. But we know that Hunter Biden's attorney, Chris Clark, said that less than a week after that summit, that that's what happened. We know from photos and emails that Hunter Biden's laptop indicated that Joe Biden in 2015 also hosted his son and a group of Mexican business associates at the vice presidential residence. In 2016, Hunter Biden apparently emailed one of those associates while aboard Air Force Two for an official visit to Mexico, complaining that he hadn't received reciprocal business favors. After, quote, "I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the blanking White House and the vice president's house and the inauguration." Since his father became president, Hunter Biden has launched a new art career, we know, seeking as much as $500,000 from anonymous buyers for his novice works, which experts say is a situation ripe for potential influence peddling. Hunter received at least $375,000 last year for five prints at a Hollywood art show attended by one of his father's ambassadorial nominees, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. So just to be clear, the Secret Service and the White House want me to believe that they can't find a single record, no records of who is visiting Joe Biden, Delaware, as they're dealing with everything that I just mentioned. I'll use the words of Joe Biden. Come on, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this. We didn't realize until we started getting into seasons three and four, and now we're like,
oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and so self-involved. Egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number four, patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There's another aspect of this story that is also starting to emerge, and that is the fact that we now know that minimum one and maybe a lot more than one laptop apparently is in possession of the Russian government. And this may sound crazy, all right? So hear me out. The Russian government has other Hunter Biden laptops that were stolen from Hunter Biden. That's what we're now being told. It's weird, right? It's a weird story. How has this not become a bigger story? How has this not become a bigger deal? How has this not become a more significant conversation? Well, let's go back to when all this went down. The White House refuses to admit that Hunter Biden is compromised, meaning Joe Biden would be compromised by Russia. If you want to know why we're going so slow with Ukraine, maybe it's because Russia can call the White House, or maybe they can go meet with him in Delaware and say, don't forget what we have on you and your son from his laptops that we have. The Russians, quote, have videos of me going crazy, of doing, quote, crazy blanking sex. Hunter Biden is now seen in unearthed footage telling a prostitute on video that Russian drug dealers stole another, meaning more than one, of his laptops. Hunter Biden claims Russian drug dealers, his own words, stole another one of his laptops for blackmail while he was drugged out in a Vegas hotel room in 2018. Video that has come off the Hunter Biden laptop that we do have shows Hunter Biden with a naked hooker in 2019 after filming a sex tape and explaining how he believes his laptop was stolen. Hunter left the camera rolling as he recounted a Las Vegas bender weekend in which he spent 18 days going round from penthouse suite to penthouse suite, his words. The incident would mean Hunter lost a total of three computers, each likely to hold sensitive information on President Joe Biden. The laptops contain, quote, embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications of the president's son. Hunter Biden says on the video, quote, they have videos of me doing this, he said, referring to the film Sex he just finished. They have videos of me doing crazy blanking, sex blanking, you know, he's telling the hooker. Hunter claims also that he was worried about the possibility that he was targeted as a vulnerable conduit to Joe Biden as part of a foreign intelligence operation. So Hunter Biden, in his own words, now on this tape, claims that the Russians stole another one of his laptops for blackmail on him and his family while he was close to overdosing in a Las Vegas hotel room. The alleged incident would mean Hunter Biden lost a total now of three laptops, the first abandoned at that Delaware computer store, a second seized by federal agents. I'm sure that one's been wiped clean now. Each likely to hold significant amount of sensitive information on President Joe Biden and embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications. The third laptop still appears to be missing and was likely taken by, quote, Russian drug dealers after they partied with Hunter in Las Vegas. That's what he told a prostitute in a conversation caught on camera. Now, how does this even get caught on camera, you may ask yourself? It's a great question. Hunter Biden decided to film himself having sex with a woman using his laptop in January of 2019. Hunter, I guess so high or stoned out of his mind, forgot that the camera was rolling after the sex and recounted that Vegas bender trip in which he spent 18 days going round from penthouse suite to penthouse suite, sometimes costing $10,000 a night, he says. Quote, I spent blanking crazy amounts of money. I was with three guys. The one guy was not like you anyway. Each night, he'd be like, we're going to be so many people here. Crazy blanking party. Each night, it's nobody, Hunter went on to say. This is just totally insane, by the way. The video just kept rolling and rolling and rolling as he kept saying all this. Hunter's claims raised the possibility that he was actually targeted as a vulnerable conduit to Joe Biden as part of a foreign intelligence operation by the Russians, which would totally make sense. You know the guy likes blow. You know the guy likes any drugs and gets hand on. You know he likes hookers. And you know he's, you can compromise him. And you know he's got all this information on Joe Biden. Easy target, right? His 2015 MacBook Pro became infamous after he abandoned it at that Delaware computer store. Imagine what's on the newer laptops. The second laptop belonging to the president's son was reportedly seized by federal agents when they raided the office of his friend, disgraced psychiatrist Keith Ablo, last year. We have no idea what's on that laptop, and I'm sure the government's wiped it, so we'll never know. But now, two sources have told NBC News that the DEA found the device when executing a search warrant at Ablo's Massachusetts office after he was accused of professional misconduct and his medical license was suspended. Ablo has not been charged with a crime and the laptop was returned to, quote, Hunter's lawyer. Hunter described how his third laptop was stolen one night during the summer of 2018. He also says he almost overdosed on drugs that night. I went out to the hot tub by myself, which hangs over the edge of the blinking top floor with glass. It's ridiculous, he says on tape. And so I'm sitting there. And that's the last I remember. And I don't ever pass out ever, he says. Well, he did that night. I wake up and the only people that are there are Miguel, the guy frantically running around gathering things up. Okay. And Miguel and Pierce, this guy, his friend. They had kicked everybody out. And they had cleaned up the entire place. Everything's okay. And they were getting ready to leave. And I woke up and there was this Russian 35-year-old, really nice, pure brunette. She refused to leave and they wouldn't call an ambulance and they didn't know whether I was dead or not at first. Hunter said it was after that debauchery that he realized his computer was missing. I think he's the one that stole my computer. I think the three of them, the three guys that were like a little group, the dealer and his two guys, I took them everywhere, blanking everywhere, crazy, out of your mind, blank stuff they did. The president's son told the prostitute that he allegedly stole the laptop and said it was full of compromising sex videos, Hunter Biden said. They have videos of me doing this, he said, referring to the film Sex. He had just actually finished filming with this prostitute. My computer had taken tons of like, just like that, with a cam on. And he would always put in a passcode and all that, you know what I mean. It was blanking crazy. And somebody stole it during that period of time. He did all this kind of, like, pretend search and blank. The prostitute asked Hunter if he was worried the Russian alleged thieves would try to blackmail him. Hunter replied, yeah, in some way, yeah. My dad's running for president, he went on to say on the tape. He told her in a hushed voice. I talked about it all the time. If they do, he also knows I made a gazillion dollars. Hunter appeared to be dismayed that the video was sold by the alleged thieves to porn or news companies. He would be unable to cash in on the explicit videos himself. This is what he actually said. I'm worried he gets the money up front and maybe it doesn't do $1 million. Maybe it does three. Maybe nobody wants to see me naked, he said. Maybe it's new interest. And because my dad's a public figure, they say we don't have to pay you anything because you're of interest in regular news. Hunter Biden went on to say, I think you should just beat him to the punch. The prostitute replied, I think you should release your own video. Photos on the laptop hard drive obtained by DailyMail.com included pictures of a woman's Russian passport and photos of Hunter topless pulling the woman's brunette hair while she kneels on a bed. Other photos show the woman and three young men driving the Hunter's former Hollywood Hills rented home, drinking and partying by the pool, and two women naked with Hunter by the pool. It's unclear whether the Russian woman and the three men are the same people Hunter accused of stealing his laptop. It's amazing when you see a transcript, and the transcript is literally has Hunter, and then the next person talking, it says Hooker. And then it says Hunter, and then it says Hooker, and then it says Hunter, and then it says Hooker. And then it says Hunter, and then it says Hooker, then it says Hooker, then it says Hunter, then it says Hooker, then it says Hunter. So if you want to know why, at all costs, they're going to protect, and it's very clear, it's at all costs, folks. I mean, it is at all costs. If you want to know why, at all costs, they're going to protect, I mean, at all costs, this president, now you know why. This is why. And this is why the Secret Service is not going to release it. And I don't think they ever will for this reason. Make sure you share this with your family and friends. Hit that share button. Subscribe and auto-download to our podcast. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course. The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kiwi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.